This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. New Zealand recovery teams returned to the volcanic White Island Sunday, but were not able to locate two remaining bodies in their search. Deputy Police Commissioner Mike Clement said 8 police search and rescue staff were deployed for 75 minutes to search an area where their information suggested that one body possibly remained.
I said earlier that there was one body in the sea, and we are searching for that body. There's every chance that the second body that we are also searching for is also in the sea, but we wanted to clear that area today, which is effectively what today's exercise was about.
47 people were on the island when it erupted Monday, spewing ash, gas and steam and killing at least 17 people. More than 24 injured are being treated in hospitals in Australia and New Zealand. Activists dumped horse manure and staged a mock hanging outside the venue of a UN climate summit in Madrid on Saturday, airing their frustration at the failure of world leaders to take meaningful action against global warming. Reuters' Gillian Kitchener has more.
Delegates at a UN climate summit in Madrid went into overtime Saturday, disputing outstanding issues from the 2015 Paris Accord, an agreement struck to curb global greenhouse emissions. Carlina Schmidt, Chile's environment minister and summit president, gave a late-night update on the talks, which have yet to be concluded.
I hope that all the hard work that we have been doing during these 2 whole weeks is worth it only if we have an ambitious result.
Earlier in the day, activists dumped horse manure on the street, airing their frustration at what they say is the failure of world leaders to take meaningful action against global warming.
That's Gillian Kitchener reporting. This is VOA News. Clashes sparked between police and demonstrators on the streets of Beirut Saturday night after the main base of Lebanon's anti-government protests was attacked for the second time in a week. Hundreds of protesters, including men and women, had gathered outside the parliament before several people attacked the rally, prompting security forces to fire tear gas to push them back. The clashes then spread to the streets surrounding the camp, engulfing the area with smoke from the tear gas. Earlier, police had chased away a group of men thought to be affiliated with the Shiite Amal and Hezbollah, who attacked the main base of anti-government protesters in downtown Beirut. Mexico is balking at additions that the U.S. Congress wants to make to the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The issue is the addition of up to 5 U.S. labor attachés in Mexico to monitor implementation of labor reforms. The foreign ministry says that was not part of the agreement Mexico signed, and it doesn't want foreign inspectors on its soil because of sovereignty concerns. The agreement does provide for 3-person panels to resolve disputes on labor and other areas. Each country would pick one of the members, and a 3rd person would be agreed to by both countries. Mexico's chief trade negotiator says he sent a letter to U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer, saying the House measure displays a regrettable mistrust in the treaty, which was negotiated in the spirit of good faith. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A court in South Sudan, or in Sudan that is, sentenced former Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir to 2 years of detention Saturday. Naba Mohideen has details.
A court in Khartoum sentenced former Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir on Saturday to 2 years of detention in correctional facility after convicting him of corruption and money laundering, the first verdict after his ouster last April. Bashir also has been indicted at the International Criminal Court for crimes against humanity and genocide in Darfur. More than 300,000 civilians have been killed since 2002, and the conflict has displaced some 2 million people. The verdict is the first in a series of ongoing trials against Bashir, and the first by the transitional government that has ruled the country since his removal. Naba Mohideen for VOA News, Khartoum.
And with President Donald Trump watching, the Navy midshipmen defeated the Army Black Knights 31-7 in the annual Army-Navy college football game on Saturday. Navy quarterback Malcolm Perry ran for 304 yards and 2 touchdowns. It also earned him the game's MVP award. Meanwhile, Louisiana State University quarterback Joe Burrow won the 2019 Heisman Trophy in a landslide. He's the first Bayou Bengal to take that prize since 1959. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.